Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's official. They're now admitting Zelensky and NATO have lost the war in Ukraine. It's Tuesday, December 12th, 2023. This is going to be one hell of a transmission. Tell everybody you know, tune in now.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Italian Health Minister Roberto Speranza is under investigation for homicide after emails reveal that from the very start of the vaccinations, he knew the shots were killing people and gave orders to local health authorities to conceal deaths and serious side effects in order to reassure Italian citizens of their safety and to not jeopardize the vaccination campaign. The story has been reported on both German and Italian news networks. I will now provide an English translation. The Rome Public Prosecutor's Office is investigating Roberto Speranza, the Italian government's health minister, during the time of COVID measures. He was responsible for the vaccination campaign. The investigations are the result of complaints related to the so-called AIFA emails from the Italian Medicines Agency. The former director of AIFA, Nicola Magrini, is also under investigation. The publication of these internal emails revealed that they had been aware of the dangers of the COVID vaccination from the start. The accusation is that the responsible minister and the head of the drug authority knowingly and deliberately exposed the unsuspecting Italian population to this risk. Yes, they encouraged Italians to get vaccinated. Vaccination was even made mandatory for certain professional groups. Consequently, many side effects, including fatal ones, came to light. The investigations are for murder, serious bodily harm, and more, because Speranza and Magrini evidently gave instructions to the local health authorities to conceal the deaths and serious side effects that occurred immediately after the vaccinations began, in order not to jeopardize the vaccination campaign and to reassure the citizens about their safety. The responsible minister and the head of AIFA are now expected to answer for these actions, according to the complaints from the police unions and the financial police, as well as from the private organization Listen to Me, which represents 4,200 people damaged by vaccines. In Italy, police officers and teachers were subjected to mandatory COVID vaccination. Here is the former health minister, Roberto Speranza, proudly announcing vaccination statistics in Italy.
We have now reached a massively significant percentage of vaccinated people in Italy, 89.41%. Therefore, currently in Italy, just over 10% of the population remains unvaccinated.
Well, today, Roberto Speranza is under investigation for lies he allegedly told about vaccines. Among the crimes he is accused of are ideological falsehood and murder. Look, this is the document we are showing you tonight exclusively. It states the former minister Roberto Speranza, along with Nicola Magrini, the former general manager of AIFA, are both registered in the investigative records of the Rome Prosecutor's Office. Last week, the House of Representatives of the Philippines passed a resolution to investigate over 260,000 unexplained excess deaths in 2021 and 67,000 unexplained excess deaths in 2022. The next day, they were hit by a 7.6 magnitude earthquake. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
We're live. Another historic transmission now begins. Tuesday, December 12, 2023. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. 328 days, 12 hours, 3 minutes, 27 seconds left till the most important election in world history. The Great Awakening is here. All right. I was already coming in this morning. I hadn't looked at Drudge, and I was planning to go with this headline, and oh, there it is. Z for defeat. That was the earlier headline. Overhead shot, please. Z for defeat. Biden aid package risk collapse. Ukraine on cusp of losing war. George Soros went on Fareed Zakaria's show 7 years ago. Played the clip probably 500 times. We played it again. And he said, 2 years ago, we got $5 billion and we overthrew the government, and now we're going to start a war with Russia, and they're going to call me the new czar of Russia. All of that is meant to enrage the Russians and start a war with them. And then if you're against a war on the edge of Russian territory, starting a fight with them, you're a Russian agent, folks. You don't like sending hundreds of billions of dollars into a black hole so Hunter Biden can get more hookers and crack cocaine. You're a Russian agent. If you don't like Biden being on the Chi-Com titty, you're a Russian agent. No, I'm an American. But first, I'm a Christian. And then I'm a father. And then I'm an American. I serve God. I serve my family. Then I serve my country. I'm proud of our republic. And it's the left claiming, those of us that are against nuclear war, with Sean Penn saying how great it is, and we should go ahead and have it. You want to see the clip again? They're the ones that have stood by and said America sucks and stood by while our jobs were all shipped overseas. And they have no credibility pointing their fingers at us. I went on RT main channel broadcast all over the world today live for 35 minutes. And I laid all this out. And they're going to have headlines everywhere. Jones is a Russian agent. He went on Russian TV. I think Biden should be on Russian TV. I think Senator Rand Paul should be on there. I think Elon Musk should be on there. I think Putin should be on U.S. TV like, you know, Kennedy did and Khrushchev did. We need to start talking to these people, and we need to stop this right now. No, I'm an agent of living. I'm an agent of not having a nuclear war because I love all my children. I got four of them, but the other three are pretty much grown up, 21. 19 and 15. But man, there's something about your little girls, little boys too, but my 6.5-year-old daughter, she's so innocent, so good, so sweet. You see God in there. God made that, the innocence. And I just get beyond pissed off. I get committed. When I look at her and know the world these psychos are building and trying to force us into, and I just tell them, I'm not going along with this. I want stability. I want prosperity. I want security. I want freedom. And if you look at what the globalists offer, they offer the opposite on every front. I mean, folks, a document has now come out in the State House, and we know this because it's already happened, and they've already proposed it around the country, and a bunch of cities have already put it in place. Last time I checked, over 100 major cities, it was 107, the last document I saw, let illegal aliens vote. Oh, but only local elections, but then they actually vote in the state and federal. And there's a new document out in New York where they're going to have the illegal aliens vote, period. I mean, just that's an incredible story right there. Front lines. Mayorkas warns of heightened terror threat amid war in Middle East and immigration crisis. New York lawmaker claims smoking gun. It's not smoking gun. It's a real document. In New York City migrant voter fraud scheme. I got the documents right here. And then freezing weather hits New York. They have hundreds of thousands of illegals just everywhere. Sleeping in unheated warehouses. I mean, they tell people, come here. We have more video out of Chicago where 3,000 people are in a tiny warehouse with two bathrooms. I mean, this is just so out of control. And we're going to be hitting on all of that because that's front and center in the third hour with Anthony Rubin. You know, when we talk to Michael Young, who's such a great reporter and former Special Forces operative, but in hundreds of battles, this is a reporter. He says, talk about a stud, this guest we've got coming on, Anthony Rubin. He's the guy for years with some of his other compadres on the trains from Central America all the way up to Texas and California and Arizona with the illegal alien hordes coming in. And now it's into the hundreds of thousands every couple weeks. I mean, it is crazy. He's got all the footage. He's here. He was on American Journal with Harrison Smith this morning. He'll be with us in studio in the third hour. Jack Posobiec has got to come on again today because Jack is just so 100% dead on. So I asked him to come on today to talk about the Zelensky situation and the war as it's rapidly moving so quickly. He said, sure, I'll come on, but I also want to get into, he said, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds under fire over satanic idol and altar on display inside the state capitol. This is going on everywhere. So they're taking down George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. We told you it would start with Robert E. Lee. And now it's that. Oh, well, it's their right, too. Their free speech. No, ladies and gentlemen, this group says they conduct abortions as a ritual to kill babies. And even major publications like the Washington Post and women's magazines and others, we covered it last week. Major ones are saying how women can go kill their baby and how much fun it is and how much power Satan will give them. And you go to Target and like they've got dozens of books about for little kids to conjure demons, books for 7-year-olds, how they can worship Satan and conjure demons. This isn't throwing it in Christians' faces and LARPing or trolling. This is who they are. And I'm going to explain to you again. God gives us experiences in our life to teach us how the world really works. For missions God has for us. And most people end up never really taking the mission on that God offers them. And that's fine. As long as you still love God and try to do the right thing and ask Christ in your heart, I think you're going to be all right. But I was like growing up in a rich area of Dallas, richest area in Texas at the time. And I was just like, what is up with all the devil worship with the rich people? And I was like, why am I being shown this? Why am I getting caught up in this? I mean, I never took part in the rituals, but I mean, I've literally been taken to Eyes Wide Shut type events and had to leave and walk down the highway back before they had, you know, people had cell phones and knock on a farmer's door and have my dad drive 40 minutes out in the country to pick me up because I've been there, folks. I mean, Eyes Wide Shut. I just thought, man, I'm lucky. I'm dating the sexiest girl in the high school senior. When I'm a freshman and I was promiscuous, and it's like, and it happened repeatedly again. Because these cults are real, ladies and gentlemen, and the devil doesn't have an omnipresence, but the devil can pick up on things. And the devil's like, we're going to get this guy. And that's how they operate. They're all over the place. They're devil worshipers, just all over the place, ladies and gentlemen. And I told you this for a long time. And now it's out in the open. And then I still didn't learn my lesson. A few months later, oh, one of the other hottest chicks from the nearby school, you know, driving her Jaguar. Oh, she lives in a 20-bedroom house. Oh, she, you know. Oh, you know, she's a high school senior, too. She wants to date me. And then I'm on top of her, and she's, you know, you really ought to join our group. And then I'm leaving the house, and the dad's like, you enjoy having sex with my daughter? I sure do. Why don't you join us, Jones? These people are for real, and they're all over the place. And they've been building their army under the surface, and now they're launching. All right, I've been there. I've seen it. Yeah, Tom Cruise is in a movie. I've actually been there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
show. It's got more big breaking news coming up next segment. Let me do this, because I'm going to hit all this today, one way or another. Let me just go over the headlines here. First off, as I mentioned, Z for defeat, Biden aid package risk collapse, Ukraine on cusp of losing war. As if 26 million could beat 180 million or whatever the Russians have got and all their weapons. I mean, this is just sick and evil, and they knew, and the Pentagon told them they would lose day one, but it was a good way for the globalists to launder money and rob the American people and kill a bunch of people. Ukraine's on the cusp of losing this war. We're screwed. Is this the end for Zelensky? Yeah, they're getting ready to blame him. Ukrainian Zelensky to visit Capitol Hill and USA package risk collapse. He says, no, we're not going to defend your border. Don't pass that. No. Biden, we're not going to shut down the border either. Just give us money to keep this war going on forever. And then here's the big enchilada that I'm going to raise with Jack Posobiec. People ask how I know tomorrow's news today. Because the globalists know statistically, since the advent, you can call it that, since the tragedy of television, that the average person is in a near sleep daydream state. They're not in it, but they're very highly suggestible. And the more you watch television, the higher levels of neurological disorders, Alzheimer's, death. You just type in, watching a lot of television statistically kills you earlier. Television watching tied to Alzheimer's. There's literally thousands of studies. And so when you see Klaus Schwab say, if you think COVID is bad, wait until there is a cyber attack. It will shut down civilization. So we need global government to stop it. Meanwhile, he wants to shut down civilization for the general public. They would like feudalism. And that was going on a few years ago, and I said they're pre-programming a cyber attack. They're going to blame it on Russia and claim they're working with domestic groups. I just saw that, the tea leaves. And then they came out earlier this year, January, now 11 months ago, and said, FBI memo with no proof. The American MAGA movement working with Russia, we already know that's all crap, is going to cyber attack America, probably for the election, to steal it for Trump. What? And now Obama's new Netflix show is out. Leaving the world behind. Yeah, give up. The world's going to end. Just accept it's your fault. You're bad. I haven't seen the show. I've seen the trailer, but one of the crew saw it. It's all just the cyber attacks coming. Everything's over. Dystopia. Everybody's cheating on each other. All this, perverts everywhere. I mean, just nasty snake bite. Just poison. Obama produced dystopian movie foretells nightmare future after cyber attack collapses civilization. So the UN officially, Rio de Janeiro, 1992, wants a post-industrial world. And they're telling you everything's shutting down because you're bad. No, they're cutting all the resources off. And they've got King Charles saying it, and they've got all the Hollywood, William Shatner out running around doing it. And now the new Obama show is out. Obama produced dystopian movie foretells nightmare future after cyber attack collapses civilization. And you're like, well, yeah, okay. And then the WEF just had their big meeting after COP 28. And they say imminently cyber attacks and the power going on. So I'm going to talk about this with Jack Posobiec in the interest of time. I won't play the clips, but next hour I'm going to start with this and give you my analysis. But this is, they always foretell and pre-program. Now, if you're not in a trance, you're like, okay, they're getting you ready for it, predictive programming. But if you're in a trance, then you accept it when it happens and who they tell you has done it. So they're telling the FBI in briefings, men, women, agents of the Bureau, we've got intel, it's classified, we can't show it to you, but Trump supporters are going to shut off the power grid and or the internet grid, and there'll only be government websites available during this. That's obviously internet kill switch, coup d'etat move. But it's not the government seizing power when this happens. It's the Russians with the Trump supporters. So what are they going to do about Trump 10, 15, 20 points ahead in different polls? What are they going to do when everybody's waking up? Well, they'll pull the damn plug. And Obama got the kill switch in. Look it up. I told you about it years before it was official because I had sources. And before he left office, Obama got the kill switch in. But what it means is there'll still be the internet, but cyber attackers from China or Russia, or now MAGA, they will use the internet to keep hacking the bridges and the ferries and the air traffic controllers and the gas pipelines and the highway signs and the hospital machines and just total disaster. And they show all these movies, get ready for it. But if we cut everybody's internet off, you'll still have internet, but you can only then get approved channels. And they even wargame it. At first, it's just the White House, your cell phone, your computer. You can't get anything but what they say. Narrative control. Not enough to lock you in your house in a lockdown and force feed you brainwashing for years and make you work at home and telecommute so they can spy on what you're doing when you're on the Zoom with their AI. That was just a war game. This is total. And this is what you need to take over the communications during a soft coup going into a hot coup. So they're swinging from the chandeliers. They're running around like chickens with their heads cut off, telling you the cyber attack is imminent. And with no proof, it's the Russians. But now they're even saying, oh, China has launched major attacks that are ongoing. Oh, maybe China, you know, ransomed the East Coast pipeline that cut off a few years ago. But who's really shutting off thousands of pipelines? Thousands of the spurs and links. Who won't let us? They're trying to shut down the Canadian pipeline we've had since the 70s that supplies most of the central part of the country. Who shut down the Keystone pipeline that was going to massively cut our gas prices and produce tens of millions of barrels of gasoline today? The globalist. Who's telling you they want to shut off the fuel? And then they go, oh, it's the Russians. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Russians blew up Nord Stream too, right? No, they didn't. They didn't blow up Nord Stream 2. The globalists did. And if the Russians were doing any of this, I've never been to Russia. I would be their enemy so fast and make your head spin. But that's just not true, folks. The Russians are the excuse that they use for all this crap. Did the Russians get rid of our border? Did the Russians ship in the fentanyl? Did the Russians have drag queen pedophile time? Did the Russians put satanic Baphomet idols in the state capitals? Did they abort 68 million Americans, half of them black? Did the Russians ship in the cocaine? No, that was the CIA. We have a ruthless, insane group of criminals that have hijacked the government, and they're destroying the world around us. And we can stop them because the Great Awakening is here. So we got a lot on that. And the WEF, oh, the imminent attack, it's going to shut down civilization. Meanwhile, we have IMF, World Bank, WEF videos, how great it was during a lockdown, how good it was for the earth, and we need more lockdowns, but those damn Russians are going to put us in a lockdown. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Tuesday Live, it's official. New World Order Puppet Zelensky has officially lost the war. Globalists prepare to trigger massive cyber attacks to accelerate planetary destabilization. And when you read the Drudge Report headline, Z for defeat. Biden aid package risks collapse. Ukraine on cusp of losing the war. Here's the headline here before Drudge changed it a little while ago. So Jack Posobiec, former naval intelligence, great patriot, one of those prolific journalists, the smartest people out there about what's happening. I wanted to get you on and ask you to come on this morning. We were talking at like 6 a.m. Via text about, we're talking about devil worshipers, how they're out in the open, how it's a fight between good versus evil, a spiritual war. We were going to talk about that. We'll do that in a minute. But first, when you've got Drudge, which we now know got leased off to the globalist, the mouth of the establishment, and I love Drudge so much for the great work he did. It's hard to even say that. It's just true. When the mouth of Sauron is saying it's Zelensky lost, that's clear. They're trying to set him up now, as you said yesterday, as the fall guy for NATO's failure because they never want to admit they got defeated. Now they're admitting that Zelensky got defeated. Though the Secretary of Defense says they're going to triple munitions. They say it's going to be a 10-year war. But if they can't get Ukrainians to go fight it, even if there's plenty of money, if all the Ukrainian men who can fight are dead, then it's checkmate unless U.S. troops go in. That's a lot, Jack Posobiec, but give us your gestalt on that.
No, Alex, I mean, look, this is what you and I discussed yesterday here on the program. When you look at that Drudge headline, and if the team can pull that up again, go look at the Drudge headline right now, because Drudge has really become this mouth of the globalist. There you go. This, what you're looking at is the three-act movie. The three-act movie of the first act, Russia has invaded the hero, right? The hero's journey, Joseph Campbell. They're deprogramming Joseph Campbell on the American people. So they're running this play for the media psyop of this. You got to understand, 4G warfare, 5G warfare, this is exactly what they preach. So they're giving you a movie. You're watching a narrative unfold in real time, folks. This is like WWE. It's all pre-planned. So Russia invades, right? That was instigated by NATO expansion and the Maidan coup. We know this. Number two, Zelensky becomes the hero. Remember, Zelensky was the bad guy in the Trump impeachment, but we don't talk about that anymore. Remember, it was Zelensky and Trump and Ukraine collusion, and that he was the bad guy. This was just a couple of years ago, and Trump gets impeached over that. The very first call was with the same Zelensky, but we don't talk about that anymore. Now Zelensky is the hero. He grows the beard. He goes out there, stands with his people. He becomes the hero of everything. But now suddenly you enter Act Two. And Act Two, this is the fall. This is when it looks like everything is lost. It's, you know, you've lost the crown. Han Solo was frozen in carbonite. Luke gets his hand cut off. Princess Leia gets captured by Jabba the Hutt. This is Empire Strikes Back. And then, of course, the classic Act Three, the redemptive story. That's what they're looking for. So they're playing on these preset narratives that have existed. This is the monomyth. This has existed for thousands of years in Western culture, that they are trying to run Zelensky through this to rally people and rally support to his side. And of course, what's the next step of that, Alex? The next step is the return of the Death Star, an even stronger and more powerful Death Star. And what do we have here? Well, the massive cyber attacks that are going on in Ukraine that are happening, of course, Russia is conducting cyber attacks along with their kinetic attacks, but they're also saying, and the FBI has already started seeding this narrative through predictive programming, that Russia and MAGA will work together to commit cyber attacks in the United States in the 2024 election. And Alex, this is what I came on this very program months ago and warned about. They would conduct or allow some kind of attack to take place, or even conduct an attack and blame it on the Russians. They would then use this as an impetus to get into the election and say MAGA has worked with the Russians. MAGA are traitors. We can't allow these people to appear on the ballot. And what do we see as well? Of course, they're trying to strip Trump from the ballot in every single key state around the country. This is key. And they don't just want it. They want to strip your voting rights away. They will take your voting rights away through this. They're going to take your ability away to vote for Trump by kicking him off the ballot. Then they want to go after people, Marjorie Taylor Greene. They try to do this in Georgia. They'll try to do it to anybody else connected to these things. And then if you're just a regular voter, guess what? They can put you up for Jan 6. Now they can make you a felon. Now they've got your voting rights. They'll take your voting rights away. So they'll say, oh, the election's going on. The election is perfectly fine, but you can't vote in the election, or you can only vote for the candidates that we have approved. This is the way that they will stop the 2024 election from taking place. If this is a free stand-up election, a free stand-up election where people go to vote and the amount of people that go to vote determines who the winner is, we know that Trump would win. We know that the populist uprising and the populist uprising against the globalists in this nation would win out. So that is why they're tying everything from Zelensky to Ukraine to cyber. Probably even China will come up at some point, and then they'll throw Taiwan on top of the pot, Hamas, Hezbollah, all the rest of it, because they will throw everything up to and including trying to get someone to go Lee Harvey Oswald at Donald Trump the way they had this guy. There's apparently some Chris Sununu supporter up in New Hampshire was trying to wanted to go after Vivek Ramaswamy. He said he was going to blow his brains out. We just found out that information a few moments ago. We're working that on humanevents.com. People can go and see that. We're going to be covering it later in the show today. So, Alex, I just threw out a lot of stuff there, but I want people to be very cognizant of the dangerous times we live in. They want you to think that everything is over. They want it to look like a dire situation, a desperate situation. And then what will they do? Then the Hail Marys come out, the desperation plays. This is a three-act play, a manufactured narrative, and they're playing with the lives of us, of our sons and daughters, and everyone that we love and hold dear.
I totally agree with you. And again, they just repeat this, just like, oh, the summer offensive 6-8 months ago, oh, it was going to be unstoppable. It was defeated the first week. half the weapons and armor got destroyed in just the first month, and then everything else got destroyed. We saw the footage we showed yesterday. We'll play it again. The average conscript now is like 65 years old. These are men knowing they're attending their own funerals, and then that arc of Zelensky's coming back failed. Now, oh, he's about to lose, but if he can get the money, he wins again. And then they just keep sucking us in with this lie, but doesn't...
But Alex, it's not just that, because you know what else they're going for? And it just occurred to me, because they think in terms of movies, right? I'm not saying it should be this way. They think in terms of Star Wars.
Well, let me stop you. It came out decades ago. There's a whole office, as you said, that does. It's not just in the Pentagon, but the CIA. They go and pay top movie writers to then write them scenarios, and that way when other agencies watch it, they don't know it's actually a battle plan. They'll then use a real-world scenario written by a top scriptwriter as the real blueprint. Sorry, go ahead.
That's exactly right. And so what is the end of the Avengers, Alex? What's the end of Avengers? That's all the Avengers getting together. Everyone comes in. You didn't think they were going to come, or even you thought they were killed, and now they come back to life. So what's the Avengers in this case? The entry of NATO into the war. And I'm not saying it. You know who's saying it? Lloyd Austin, Joe Biden, threatening, going to those lawmakers, say, if you don't pay for this, then your sons and daughters will be sent to fight. Then Joe Biden saying, if Russia crosses one line, then the full force of NATO will be deployed against them. That's the only play. They're setting up the desperation play, right, on one hand, to say Ukraine can't do it by their own. We have to win. We have to defend democracy. And then they will come in and say there's an attack, and they will say NATO has been attacked by Russia. And they will say that that is why NATO has to come. And guess what, boys and girls? That means...
Jack, hold on. Stop.
Those guys that are sitting right there.
Jack, hold on. Your Skype at the key point went out for about 5 seconds, never goes out. But what you're saying is so key. Nothing you're saying is your opinion. We have the puppet president. We have the Secretary of Defense. We have the Secretary of State. We have these top generals saying, within months, U.S. troops will die if you don't give us money. Then Congress doesn't give them the money. Missiles get launched into Poland or, you know, who knows this time. Oh, my God, Russia did it. It's a cyber attack. It's your fault. Now we've got to just go ahead and have NATO go in. So your Skype cut out, but that is so – this isn't a game. For you and I that are informed and awake and understand the stuff, and you were in naval intelligence in China and everywhere else, and you weren't just like some side intelligence guy. You're a really smart guy. I want people to know that. We know how the enemy operates.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And MI6 played no rule in that or no role in that whatsoever, then you know what? You know, I got a hard drive to sell you, right? You know, I got some Russian spies to sell you because this is ridiculous. Of course, Western intelligence played a role in the bombing of Nord Stream 2, and they use it as a false flag to blame on Russia. So that's number one, kinetic false flag attack. Number two is one of these cyber attacks. The same way that we had one of these cyber, we had a cyber attack in 2016, which was used politically here in the United States domestically to blame Trump, blame all Trump supporters, say you hacked the DNC when we know that it was WikiLeaks and they were never able to definitively prove what happened there. And they blamed that cyber attack on Russia and they said that you were doing it in conjunction with them. Roger Stone, they tried to put him in jail over this. They tried to put Steve Bannon in jail over this. They tried to go after you, Alex, regarding this. That was a cyber attack that was blamed on Russia. So this already happened the last cycle when we weren't already.
That's what I was about to say. They're just replaying.
It's already happened once.
2016, 17, 18, where, oh, Trump's not legitimate. It's a Russian cyber attack. They're getting ready to run it again. Why do they run the same place?
Well, they have so much invested in this, Alex. Well, number one, they have so much invested in this. Number two, it's because they are just they are completely obsessed with Russia. They are just utterly, utterly obsessed with Russia. Russia, which it did not threaten the United States. It did not pose a threat to the United States. Has never attacked the United States. They viewed this as an existential enemy because it is their existential enemy in their writings, in their ideology. You and I talked about this.
And whether you're Azov or whether you're Trotskyites that make up so much of our elite, they have a hard on because they got their ass kicked.
Yeah, for 80 years, they want to get rid of the regime that's in Russia, and they want control of this massive state which exists outside of the central government. So look, what's Putin doing right now? Because he's broken off all trade relations with the West and with the EU, so he's now instituting free trade agreements within all of the central European states with Belarus and others. He's signing military deals with Iran. And then what is it? The rise of the BRICS nations. They do not want BRICS to be able to rise to exist as a parallel track to what they want their one world financial
order. And let me add this, Jack.
In Brussels. Russia and all Napoleon, of this is all economic.
Why did Napoleon invade Russia? Because Russia didn't do a trade deal with France. Instead, they did it with England. It's the same damn thing over and over again.
It's imperial trade. It was the imperial trade, the centralized imperial trade of the time. It was France. Now we talk about it more in terms of Brussels. It's a bit more decentralized. It's not nationalized. But of course, many people could focus that. Obviously, Germany is one of the highest one of the highest central powers of the EU in terms of that. But really, what you have is this Atlanticist axis. It's the UK. It's the United States. They are driving the globalist American empire. They are driving it. So they're in conjunction, Klaus Schwab, WWF. And by the way, and Alex, like, people say, oh, you know, you guys are making this up. Where did Zelensky go yesterday? Two places he went yesterday here in Washington, D.C. The first was to the military. He spoke to the U.S. military. He said, I want the U.S. military to come fight. And then the second place he went to, I'm talking other than Congress, second place he went to, Alex, the World Bank. Second place he went to was the World Bank. So it's right there. It's right
now. Let's expand.
Right
now. For those who don't know,
I want to get, before we run here, I really want to hit the fact that, and we talked about this yesterday, that if you don't believe that there are satanic forces at work, then you're not paying attention. And this, when you and I were speaking, I didn't even know about this satanic display that is currently publicly being supported by the government of Iowa, which is a Republican conservative government. Governor Kim Reynolds, the Republicans in the state legislature, they are allowing this. They are currently allowing this, which is not a religion, by the way. The Temple of Satan will even tell you that they're not a religion. They're saying, oh, no, First Amendment. We got to put it up. Got to put up Baphomet. That is a ritual altar to the pagan idol Baphomet, who is one of the lieutenants of Satan in hell.
And I want to get back to that in a few minutes we have, but just back to this issue. And I'm not just talking about Napoleon because the new movie's out, and by the way, it's excellent. If you study globalists, Zbigniew Brzezinski, all of it, they'll tell you a bigger event than Bretton Woods and the dollar becoming the world currency after World War II was the Battle of Waterloo in 1815 there, when the Prussian-British pincer attack finally defeated Napoleon for the second time, and he was exiled to the South Atlantic. They admit that from that point on, the British Empire became dominant worldwide, and they're still defending, though it's merged with American Empire, they're still defending that from 1215. And that's why Russia and all these people have been gotten rid of, is because they're literally trying to open up new trade since 1815.
That was the collapse of the French Empire on the continent. And since then, the Anglo Empire, the British Empire, now it's become the Anglo-American Empire. They seek dominance over, and by the way, I would argue currently do have the vast degree of influence over European governments all the way up to the border of Russia at this point on the continent of Europe. And then they, of course, seek dominance worldwide. This has been the essential. Because after World War II, you couldn't have these land empires anymore, but now the empire is a financial empire. It's a military empire. It exists in the back.
And that's the new world order.
Military force is NATO.
Bingo. And so you totally got it. What you're hearing is how the world really works. It's not the British run things or Americans do. Our power was parlayed into a global corporate system out of the British East India Company, out of 1815, out of all of this, and that's the dominant force. It is the monopole, and it's against everybody, and it's against free market, and it's crony capitalism at best.
Well, and Alex, people need to understand that through the decade of the 1990s, at one point, they did become the monopole by crushing the Soviet Union, because when the Soviet Union collapsed, now suddenly they were able to dip their beaks into Russia itself, Russia proper, the way that they're currently dipping their beaks into Ukraine. And this is why you've got BlackRock and you've got the GMOs and Monsanto, and everybody's running into Ukraine right now. They want that black dirt. They want that dirt there. Because why, Alex? It's very simple. Because that Ukraine is not part of the EU. They're not under European Union.
It's an open zone.
GMOs.
It's an open zone.
GMOs can be built there. Now you've got the child trafficking, the baby incubator, the surrogates, but anything you want. It is the globalist playground. Playground right there in Ukraine, and it has been for a long time. They want Russia to be an even bigger one because Russia stands as an existential threat to all of that.
Back to the devil worshippers, you got to go, and I need to get this other news. We're on the air saying it's a spiritual battle, and they erect Baphomet, and even Christian pastors say, well, it's okay, it's their free speech. The point is that they're planting their flag, they're pissing on us, and you put a great point out. They've taken down George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and even Teddy Roosevelt statues, and now, so they can take those down. People can say those are unacceptable, but those are obscene, but then a God that children are sacrificed to in Black Sabbath, where children are bled out and raped, that's what happens with Baphomet. That's okay. Let that sink in. Final comment.
The fact that you have a lack of Republican leadership in the state of Iowa and anywhere that would allow something like this to go on shows the absolute rot that has made its way through the Republican movement, the conservative movement. This is why so many people turn away from Republicans. And this is why, Alex, that you are seeing people who may not be the best Christians in the world. I don't consider myself the best Christian in the world, but you see people who are at least trying to tap into the spiritual elements, the spiritual energy, the spiritual warfare that is currently going on. We are reading Ephesians. We are understanding that we are in a spiritual battle with these principalities. We are putting on the spiritual armor, and we understand what is actually at stake here. This is a false religion. The founders that wrote the First Amendment would be aghast at us for allowing something like this. And by the way, because this is a state government, not the federal government, the state government can determine whatever religious display they want and whatever they don't want, because it's a state government, not the federal government.
Well,
the governor has full authority. This thing should be removed right now. And I'll say this, Kim Reynolds, take this all the way to the Supreme Court. Take it to the court. You'll be fine. Just act. Just act.
I'm calling on the police, because I know this group. I've tracked them. They're real devil worshippers. All they got to do is investigate them. They're going to find really bad stuff, and we need to see their hard drives. And it's time to take this group out legally, lawfully.
All of it. Dig in. Find out who's funding them. Find out where their money's coming from. Find out where it's coming from. Find out what other activities these people are into. These people are disgusting. These people are putting up ritual altars in your areas. That's what the left is doing. That's what the right is sitting back and saying, oh, we have to do it. We have to be tolerant. Yeah. We have to be loving.
We will be cursed. We will lose the blessing if we allow this. It's not about free speech. They've taken down our presidents. And then but say they can do that, but we can't. No, they can have their stupid altars at their filthy houses. They're not going to have it there. And the same group says aborting babies is a religious sacrament in federal court cases. Jack Posobiec, God bless you. We're going to post this to X. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Alex. HumanEvents.com. We'll be up there all day, folks.
All right, I just did an hour with no plugs. We don't plug. We're not going to be here. We have great products you need. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points. Please do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force is the best clean 10-hour energy. Nobody else has got an energy formula like this. It's the very best. Turbo Force, Turbo Force, Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com. X2, back in stock, selling out. Find out about X2. Just look it up. InfoWarsStore.com, X2. And we're selling out of my book, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Get a copy of The Great Awakening, signed or unsigned. InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number 2 is right ahead.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.